12, 2010. Nowhere in the policy did it require for a premium to be paid prior to the grace period, which is what that 61-day period is referred to in the policy. Now, what Jay and Johnston & Johnston has argued, Johnston & Johnston is a partnership, and what it has argued on appeal is that the court should look to generic definitions of the term grace period, which usually follow a due date, and therefore conclude that there was a due date prior to the grace period. But the fact that Johnston & Johnston is resorting to citing generic dictionary definitions of the term grace period, when there is an entire paragraph in the policy under the heading grace period that specifically addresses the grace period. Johnston & Johnston does not cite that. This case is more of a case about contractual interpretation than statutory interpretation. Here, the question is, when was Johnston & Johnston required to pay a premium? That is a contractual issue, and we should look to the contract to determine that. It's a very simple question. When was a premium required to be paid? Under the terms of the policy, a premium was not required to be paid until the end of the grace period. There was no fixed premium due date. And this is consistent.